Welcome to episode 236 of Tadoti Gala Bookmakers. I'll be happily talking about fiction in minute two and a half. Before I rattle on about what I've been doing in book arts, I will tell you something about a center for the book. There are three Center for the Books. They are not related except for name. The first one is the London Center for Book Arts, which is, of course, in London. And the second one is the San Francisco Center for the Book. And the last one I'm going to mention is in New York. It's called just the Center for Book Arts. They all have classes in bookbinding. They all have some classes in printing, and they are all useful for learning new skills. I have taken classes at the San Francisco Center for the Book, and it was quite useful. Those three places are good places to get started on your bookbinding future. There will be links, of course, in the description. And now, what have I done in the book arts? Well, last week I did nothing. This week, however, I have put Mole and the Spine Piece and a bookmark on three different books. Two are schedules that start in April, and one is a blank notebook about A6 in size. Speaking of A6, the London Center for Book Arts is looking for A6 size books. They're looking for artist books, zines, and publications in A6. It's an open submission process, and they're looking for A6 size books that perhaps they can sell online. But back to me. Two of them, the schedules, are A5 in size, and the A6 size is A6 size. These are three books that I sewed up today, and I put on the mauled spine piece and the bookmark on two of them. One is going to be Coptic binding, and it's only three signatures, so it doesn't really need a bookmark. And the other two do need bookmarks because they're much longer. And that has got me up to now. I am waiting for things to dry, and probably tomorrow I'll do the Coptic binding one. And after that, I'll case in the other two. Hopefully, I'll case in the other two this coming week. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. Now, let me tell you something really exciting about what I've been doing in fiction. Let me tell you, fiction. As you know from last week, I set myself a time schedule. I set myself a deadline. Mostly expected me to just ignore it and continue on in my lazy ways. However, I found myself eager to finish. Now, last week, I think I told you I finished Fear Itself. It was supposed to be finished by January 30th, and I finished it more like January 26th or 7th, something like that. And my next book that I had to finish was Bochan's Bartender, part of the Japan Pentology, which I thought I was going to finish on January 30th also, two books, same day. Didn't happen. However, Bochan's Bartender, part of the Japan Pentology, that I wanted to finish by January 30th, I actually finished on February 2nd. So 4 days late, but still nicely done. Two books finished within a week of each other. Those are the two I had to finish by January 30th. Now that I finished these books on January 30th, I have to go back and proofread and publish some more books. On January 15th, book two of the Japan Pentology, Tokyo Tunnel Girl. On January 30th, I should have finished proofreading The Nuns of Nanao. It's 75% finished. And by February 15th, I should proofread and publish Jiapan, book four of the Japan Pentology, and simultaneously outline and write Fear the Dead. Yes, one book in 1 month, sort of like NaNoWriMo, but I think I can handle it if I get it outlined. Because on Bochan's Bartender, I outlined the final, and I just followed the outline, and I finished it, and it worked out the way I wanted it to. That's the important part. So by February 30th, actually 29th, I should outline and write one book, Fear the Dead, and proofread and publish The Tokyo Tunnel Girl and The Nuns of Nanao and Jiapan and The Year Without Days, all part of the Japan Pentology. That will take me up to March 1st. Okay, so I will, in the next month or two, no, in the next month, proofread, outline, and write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 books. Fortunately, 5 have already been written. Whew, that was fun. Is there anything you can do to help me? Yes, there is. If you are interested in any of these books, of which I have given you no plot or character or anything, if you are interested in reading one, drop me a line at teidodigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com and I will see if I can send you a copy. For the first 5 requests, I can't send out 100 million. If anybody ever ordered that many. Anyway, for the first five people. Yes, you would be a beta reader, and that would help me make some changes, or if I ignored you, not make changes. But in any case, if you are interested in one of those 5 that have already been finished from the Japan Pentology, drop me a line at teidodigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com. So that's what I've been doing in fiction, and I have got 3 books ready to be cased in my bookbinding, and don't forget to check out those 3 Center of Books or Center for Book Arts in London is the newest, and then San Francisco, and the granddaddy of them all is the New York Center for the Book, which is just called Center for the Book. But in any case, thanks very much for listening. Hope to see you again soon. Have a nice week.